Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Me. Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of the Havana Trendrum, courtesy of Brian Jeffries, super producer Brian Jeffries, who is also our official man on the street when it comes to Havana Syndrome. he has a highly sourced piece of information about that. We'll get to Havana Syndrome later. Not a ton new information, but there is new, you know. There's a lot of new reporting coming out. Just nothing that really changes things that much, but we'll get to it. Up first, Harvey Weinstein is trending. You know, after he was
found
guilty.
Who are you and who am I?
Oh, shit. I forget.
It's because of that Havana syndrome, bro.
Damn it. Do you hear that?
Nope.
You hear, it's like a snap, crackle, and pop coming out of my ears and nose. I am Jack. You are Miles.
Miles, yep. There we go.
Hey, all right. Here we all go, right. Baby. So here are some things that are trending. Harvey Weinstein is trending. After he was found guilty in 2020 in New York and sentenced to 23 years in prison, a conviction which he has tried to... He's filed an appeal asking for it to be reversed. So I don't know if this is like in response to Cosby getting out on a technicality, but he has recently been transferred to California, where he can face all the
other charges,
crimes that he committed out here in California. And, you know, if successful in the conviction, he will, you know, do his 23 years in New York and then do a whole nother bit in California, assuming he's still around. The whole argument for him not being able to even face trial in California, they said that he was just too frail a condition to be transferred. And they were like, yeah, fuck out of here. And without much warning, apparently, according to... It's weird that like the New York Times is reporting on this is mostly like stories from his team. And they're all like, they barely gave us any warning and just pulled him out of his cell and flew him cross country. What the heck, man? It's not nice. And so, yeah, I feel not bad for him at all, and looking forward to.
I mean, remember that like theater he was doing when he like pulled up with like a neck brace and like a cane and shit.
Yeah, yeah, the walker.
He's been doing a lot trying to, you know, fucking, you know, wiggle his way out of shit. So yeah. Okay, well, here you go. Here's another serving of a trial for you to face.
I mean, his entire response to all of this, like when the charges first started coming out, he was like, that's it, I'm pissed at Trump. Yeah, and then once he got was actually had to go to court, he was like, oh, my back. Fuck. Just doing the most, trying to hey, look over there, I think is gonna be his next defense.
Smoke bomb.
Anyways, Jungle Cruise is trending. Mm-hmm. You know, there is a movie coming out starring The Rock, but it's also trending because Disney finally fucking updated the ride so that it wasn't full of just racist caricatures.
Yeah. And if you remember, back in April, there was like that conservative dude who like wrote the letter, yeah, who was like railing against it. And obviously like talk about the Jungle Cruise was also the thing that like he just, oh, why do they gotta do this? So he said, I just want to remember this one line, quote, again, in defense of Disneyland's just dumb racist stuff. He says, quote, the parks are less fun because immersion, and thus the joy is taking a backseat to politics. Well, uh-huh. When you have these racist depictions of people up for decades, things eventually change, I guess. And his worst day has arrived. From this article, they say, quote, those who take a trip on the river through the replicated African jungle will no longer face head-hunting, spear-waving tribesmen who offer a trade of two of his heads for one of yours. Instead, chimpanzees and monkeys join the other animatronics in, quote, slapstick-inspired scenes as the narrative for the ride shifts to the focusing on nature and the journey of a man who seeks to tame it. And then there's like this one quote of, I didn't realize there was a person, there's this title at Imagineering that is the head of inclusion strategies for Imagineering. Sounds like a new 2020 job, but you love to see it. This woman, Carmen Smith, who heads it up, says, quote, when we look at something and realize the content is inappropriate, it may perpetuate a misconception or a stereotype. That's the thing. We want to look at it like that. Quote, our intention is to take a look at it critically and figure out a way to enhance it, to make the necessary changes so it is relevant. Which is great, because that only took them about like 66 years since it came out in 1955.
But this ride was designed in the 50s. So, you know, it's not like in 1995 when Carmen Smith started, she wasn't allowed to be the captain of a jungle.
Hey,
cruise boat because she was a woman. That was, yep, a real thing that she talked about. She was like, yeah, when I started in 95, I was not allowed to women be the person on the boat.
Couldn't be the guide, do anything, or even work on the ride. It was like all men.
Yeah, which is cool. Which is cool.
Now, hey, honey, we're safe. It's nothing but men on this racist boat ride.
Have you seen the trailer for the Jungle Boat or the Jungle Cruise? The Jungle Boat?
No.
It's weird. Okay, this is very silly and totally beside the point, but I feel like this movie has created an optical illusion where it looks like The Rock has had his head chopped off above his eyebrows. And it's all I can think about during the trailer. It's just weird. It's like they didn't, it's like the shape of his hat and it's like low. He's got a great shaped head, but they've fucked it up with this hat.
The hat's not doing him any favors.
Yeah. It's a weird hat. And he's wearing it in every shot I've seen.
Yeah. Cause he's a riverboat captain, Jack. How else would you know unless he wears that hat?
It's a captain's hat. But just not a good, I would have thought that The Rock's, you know, team would have somebody who's like, make sure his head shape looks cool. Because he usually does.
Yeah.
Head shape specialist.
Hey, everyone's cutting back, Jack. He doesn't even have his head specialist there to check the camera to be like, you're going to need to reposition that hat.
Yeah. Anyways, Linda Zern is trending. She's a Republican activist who is known to many as a volunteer on local boards, and she died due to complications of COVID-19. She did not get vaccinated against, and I think she was generally suspicious, like in her politics.
I believe so. Yeah, I've only like read some of the headlines, but yeah, it's just like, you know, I think a lot of people are just being like, oh, it's this Trump supporter who was into conspiracy theories about coronavirus passed away from COVID, which is a thing I feel like we see almost every day now. Like it's like that sort of type of story hasn't gone away because as the Delta variant continues to spread and people, you know, insist on not being vaccinated, you know, again, all the statistics are showing that it's the people who are unvaccinated who are, you know, having the most severe outcomes. So, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a theme.
There's a man in Georgia, same day, that the Linda Zirn headline was hitting, a headline about a man in Georgia who needed a double lung transplant due to COVID complications after refusing a coronavirus vaccine hit because his mom was basically just making a public plea to people to just get vaccinated. It's like 99.5% of the people who are dying from COVID are unvaccinated, and 95% are of the people who go to the hospital from COVID are unvaccinated. So really help your chances and just think about the people who love you and don't think about the politics. I'm sure there's not that many listeners who are still skeptical, but if you know somebody, talk to them. Okay. If you know somebody who is skeptical of the vaccine, talk to them. All right. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
And we're back. Jackass is trending because there's a new trailer out. mm-hmm. that I'm not gonna lie, really got me. Really, I'm in.
I'm right back in 2000. Yeah. I you know, because they progressively were like got less interesting to me, the films as they came out. And then when they were saying they were going to do it again, everyone's like, okay, they're just going to be old and like be all rickety and fragile. Dude, this trailer, they are fucking themselves up still. And I'm still like in awe that I'm like, y'all, you still have this same energy into your middle age now to like do all these ridiculous stunts. I'm surprised how much I was impressed by this trailer, and I'm maybe a little bit embarrassed too.
Yeah, me too. I'm like, oh no, why?
I was like, yes. I mean,
why
like,
am I laughing out loud multiple times during this trailer? Johnny Knoxville has white hair and does look like much more breakable. Like his body is much more breakable than it used to be, which is a little scary. But it, you know, doesn't distract from the joy. That they appear to be taking in just destroying each other and themselves.
Yeah, and celebrities. It looked like, I think Machine Gun Kelly was there.
Machine
Andre,
Gun Kelly
Tyler.
Gets slapped by a giant hand. Eric Andre gets smacked. That could be like the future of this is just doing mean things to celebrities. I think everybody would be on board with that.
Dude, if there was Jackass like Billionaire Edition, that would fucking crush.
Yeah.
Oh,
just get like Cuban to do it first, because like he'd be down, Mark Cuban, and then like all the billionaires would want to like follow in his footsteps, be like, Cuban got a good PR pop off of this. And then we just like convince them.
So what are you gonna do? You're gonna put duct tape all over my ass and then rip it off violently? Okay
tight. Marjorie Taylor Greene has been suspended from Twitter for 12 hours.
Yeah. Very brave of Twitter. Yeah. She was saying, spreading more COVID misinformation, insisting that COVID isn't dangerous if you're not obese and under 65. Okay. Mm-hmm. Then you don't have to worry about it. It's like, no, please get this person out of office, off of the internet, whatever it needs to happen. But then after that, once she came back from her ban, she was right back at it. She said, American social media company Twitter banned me for 12 hours, censoring me and violating my freedom of speech. It's a private business. Okay. You know who else silences, censors, and bans people they don't like and want heard? Communist China. Communism is not good at Twitter. Save America. Stop communism. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing to see here. Just another fucking creep with a platform.
Oh my God. It seems like has anybody brought up the idea of her being Trump's VP? If he like just going full Nazi?
Who knows? I mean, I don't know. I'm just hoping, I don't know. Right now, like a lot of the rumors, like Chris Christie really wants to go toe to toe with Trump for that 2024. And I'm like, bro, you're not, he got you out the box real quick.
If he wants it, he's gonna have it. It's just a matter of,
I don't know, one disaster at a time, Jack. The Olympics haven't even started, you know? Like I don't really think about who Trump's running mate's gonna be in 2024.
All right, and then finally let's talk about Havana Syndrome, which is trending again because there's some new reporting. They haven't like really figured out more what it is. There's still speculation that it could be a microwave weapon, and our producer Brian, so he had heard somewhere that the sound that people are hearing when they are experiencing these quote sonic attacks are actually just their brain being microwaved, and it's like kind of you're experiencing a sound because your brain is being cooked.
Right.
That's known as the Frey effect, because back in 1960s, a scientist named Alan Frey realized that if you beamed microwaves at someone's head from several hundred feet away, so the person would hear sounds. So
who let that guy do that?
I know, right? those are the sorts of things that usually scientists don't figure out.
Hey, all right, stand right there against that wall. Okay, hold on. Wait, where are you going? Don't worry. Tell me if you hear anything.
Yeah.
Okay, what'd you hear? It's just like clicking and stuff. Oh shit, dude, it works. Oh,
damn, bro, your brain just got cooked.
Dude, I should be a scientist, man. I'm actually gonna go to school.
Wait,
now
you're not
this
a
is
scientist.
Cool. Oh no, I'm just a microwave hobbyist.
So there's a bunch of problems with the microwave idea. Like really powerful microwaves would screw with nearby electronics, like you know, all the things that were the problems with the sonic weapons, like that it would need to be the size of a giant like truck to produce the kind of sonic beams that would like really fuck people up. And these were happening with like no physical presence around the people. So it was just like basically all of these attacks as they are reported are impossible based on what we know of physics. The microwave thing, because if you were using powerful microwaves at that level, all of the nearby electronics would be fried. Like your phone would crash, your computers would crash. That's not happening. The Soviets apparently were trying to do that decades ago, targeting electronics, because that's what microwaves are actually good at. They're not, you can't just like beam one directly into someone's brain and not affect anything around them. There's still the explanation that this is a large psychogenic event, which is basically that people were experiencing illness or fucked up stuff, like feeling bad at the same time that a rumor was spreading that people were being attacked by sound waves. And then, you know, what one of the recordings that they got of the sound that they heard attacking them was described by an entomologist as the sound of crickets that sound different in Cuba than they do in the US. So this is still like none of this is changing. Like the trajectory of the story is still, so now there are new cases in Vienna. I'm gonna go
Berlin.
Read, you know, 100 pages of magazine articles and reporting on the Vienna cases. So I haven't done the research on the new cases and any new research.
The one thing they say is that almost half of the people reporting symptoms are linked to the CIA.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I don't know. That's cool.
So maybe their brain is being cooked by karma. Maybe karma is just coming through and making their brain
start
sizzling.
It's real. Karma's real, guys. I don't know. It's all very murky, but yeah, it's... Ugh.
More
mysteries abound.
As producer Brian was pointing out, the CIA used to experiment on each other with LSD. They would like dose each other's drinks I think it was more just like fratty, like pranks on each other, but they did it in the name of MK Ultra, which was like the study of mind control that was going on during the Cold War. Maybe, you know, if the CIA
people
did,
goofing around with a microwave weapon.
If the CIA did invent some sort of like futuristic weapon that allows you to like train a microwave directly on someone's brain, I wouldn't be
Dude,
shocked.
It's like literally from Men in Black, that little one called the Noisy Cricket.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Men in Black was a documentary. Okay, we solved it.
Done. Done and done. Did you ever watch Men in Black 3? Have you watched that yet?
No, not yet. I heard it's fine.
Really tie it off. It's really a good ending to the trilogy. I suggest you check it out.
All right.
Well, those are the things that are trending here on this Tuesday afternoon. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Mm-hmm. Wear a mask. Get the vaccine. Yes, don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get.
But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.